Environmental groups and two Alaska Native villages have appealed a decision by the Environmental Protection Agency to renew a permit for the Red Dog Mine, which Canada's Teck Resources operates in Alaska. Sources at Teck said the appeal halts EPA's renewal of a water discharge permit for the mine. Nana Regional Corporation, owner of Red Dog Mine, has expressed disappointment regarding the appeal. Lance Miller is Nana's Vice President of Resources.
We're really waiting to see from EPA. So the effect of the appeal is until EPA issues a notice clarifying which provisions in the permit are not appealed, then the entire new permit is stayed and will not go into effect.
The National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit was issued in January of this year after completion of environmental studies required for a planned extension of the mine. Lance Miller says the appeal action is aimed at Red Dog's Akaluk deposit, an ore deposit next to the main mine. He says Nana now must continue to wait.
So until this, we get the issue from or notice from EPA, we will not know whether to what extent access to Akaluk. We won't know to what extent it'll be affected.
Pam Miller heads Alaska Community Action on Toxics, which filed the appeal along with the IRA councils of the Native villages of Kivalina and Point Hope.
The EPA essentially reissued a Clean Water Act permit that would allow the Red Dog Mine to discharge more pollution downstream from the mine, Red Dog Creek, which then flows into the Wooluck River that is the source of drinking water for the city of Kivalina.
Appellants claimed that the permit is putting residents' health at risk. The appeal against the EPA permit was filed by the same groups which have challenged a decision by the state of Alaska certifying that the same permit complies with the state's water quality standards.
I think we have demonstrated the inadequacies of the permit. We have shown the chronic violations. So we think that EPA should really, again, focus on protection of the people of Point Hope, the health of the people in the region, rather than protecting the corporation that's doing all the polluting of this very important water source.
Mining at Red Dog continues under existing permits, but Lance Miller says the ore deposit is playing out, and development of the Akaluk deposit would lengthen the life of the mine by 20 years.
If the process goes until May of this year, then there is a possibility that the mine would have to shut down in October of this year, if there cannot be resolution to the appeal.
Pam Miller says ACAT's intent is not to stop the Red Dog Mine's expansion, but to make sure that pollution controls are in place and toxic discharges are reduced.
So the mine can reduce and eliminate these toxic discharges. We think they have the capability, but not the will to do so, but they should be required to do so.
Red Dog Mine provides hundreds of jobs in Northwest Alaska. The mine is the sole private contributor in the Northwest Arctic Borough, and since 2006 has paid some $250 million in state taxes.
Red Dog is to the Nana region, much like Prudhoe Bay is to Alaska.
ACATS Miller says the new permit sacrifices Arctic grayling and Dolly Varden habitat in order to dilute the mine's waste and is counter to EPA's responsibility to ensure clean waters.